Do you have a minute? I talked to him. All right. I had a guy asked me to get off the treadmill. We talked. I got clean in Chicago, and I moved. I got into the program. I came in 80, but I went back out. You know, it's a day at a time program that was said, I'm just grateful I'm still here. You know, there wasn't a basic text, there wasn't an area. I think there was 5 meetings in Chicago, and I have a brutal disease. You know, 2 nicknames I've had in recovery at work. One was Pitbull, and the other one was Bulldog. And it did me great in the work environment, but it almost destroyed my personal life, and it's the obsession of this disease. I latch on to something, and I just go. This program's taking that edge off. I have a God in my life that still puts beautiful people in my life. My first home group, a member from my first home group flew up on Thursday, and we drove down from Newark Airport. I never knew what, you know, I'm a hopeless drug addict. I had nothing ever worked but Narcotics Anonymous. Not even close. And I don't know why I'm still here at times, but I'm real, you know, it's like I didn't clean the coffee pot at my new home group correctly. 2 weeks ago, I was getting yelled at. I was burned out. I worked 14 hours. We had a group celebration. That meeting was there, just celebrated 32 years of carrying the message. You know, my first home group is right there 32 years as well. So I just keep coming. You know, I've just had a good understanding that my disease reminds me why I need to go to meetings. I go to meetings on a regular basis. The service, it's like when I got clean, if you didn't participate, there wasn't going to be a meeting. There was only a few of us. And we're driving, you know, it's like Chicago's a big city. You were still driving 35 miles. You know, there wasn't a meeting every night of the week. And I'm one thing, I'm very grateful for the predecessors, but I'm really grateful for the people that came behind me that jumped in and stuck in. And I need all people. If it's 1 day clean, 45 days clean, a couple years behind me, everybody's experience has helped my journey because it's definitely a we program. You know, I met a guy, I was dropping off literature at an H&I meeting, he was there, and I showed up the next week, and he asked me if I could sponsor him. And it just, a God thing came out of my mouth, and it, you know, I told him, well, maybe we could do this thing together. And he's 29 years clean now, and that's how it works. It's a we program. For me, that's my experience. All I can share is my experiences. It's been a we program. I can't do it without all you and the people that have come before me. And I know that if I get away from this program, I'm going to stick a drug in my body. You know, I just know that. And I got that from this program, the steps, getting to know who I am. I've struggled with the total self-centeredness, the obsessive behavior my whole life. And this is the only place where I've had found freedom and success. You know, I mean, I live a good life. I enjoy life today. I have peace. I still challenge myself with stuff, you know, but I can't forget the fact that I have a brutal disease. That's why I go to meetings. My home group meets on Friday nights in Jersey City, Recovery and Beyond. And, you know, at the business meeting, you'll have 5, 6, 7, 8 people. At the business meeting, the week before area and the week after. I've always had a home group similar to that. You know, I've been to other meetings where it's 2, 3 guys doing the the business and your runoff. I've always, you know, my first home group was very structured, and it still is. They have the same thing, 10, 15 people, 12 people at the business meeting before. That's what works. And for me, there's a big difference of an NA home group and an NA meeting. You know, I need people that are still doing service. And, you know, I've been listening to some great stuff with service this weekend, because one of the beauties about service, it's freed me from self. You know, I've learned how to care about other human beings. In here, I could bring it back to home. You know, life isn't perfect in my life now, you know. But using isn't an option. And I'm just grateful I know that, you know. People used to say, well, at my first meeting, they were saying, don't use no matter what. Well, I could never do that. You know, I didn't know how to do that. And there was a long period of time I knew I had a drug problem. You know, I started in 69. By 72, I buried four friends from drug abuse. You know, that's a long time. That's 40 years. And they've been dying ever since. I've known people dying ever since. I'm just grateful I have a place to come to. I can be myself, you know, because I'm not always pretty, you know. On the inside, I get nervous sometimes. I don't want to share. There's usually a few people where I've always gotten a love from, and it might be the different people. And I've had to learn how to be that person for others. It's beautiful when you're hurting to have that, but this program's given me the ability to love someone when it's ugly, because people love me when it's ugly. How can you not say I'm grateful and, you know, pass it on, and I'm blessed because I am? But, you know, there are days that it's like I get up, I'm not in the mood, and I have to work through that. There's part of me, you know, that's why I go to meetings, because I'm not all right. And if I stay around you people and hear the message, I can work through all that stuff. But it's still, for me, very much a day at a time, and this has been a great weekend. You know, I live on the Newark Bay, but it's nothing as pretty as this. You know, we got big ships, and it's kind of dirty, and, you know, the New York Harbor's nice, but it's still the same thing. You can't get too close. But I'm just really grateful to be a member. And, you know, I'm all in with this Narcotics Anonymous thing. You know, it's the only thing that works for me, and I just hope if you're new, you just keep coming back, because I didn't have a clue. And I'll close on this. I asked a friend that I came with. You know, I don't remember anyone ever telling me to shut the fuck up when I got here. They told me that they loved me. But I also believe they knew I was crazy enough to drive my car through their living room window if they told me to shut the fuck up. You know, there was guys that used to walk into my home group with pistols and knives. You know, it's gotten better, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of structure. We didn't even have an area service. So it was real loose around the edges. So I'm just grateful to be a member of NA, and I appreciate being asked to share here and to be a member. And I love you. Thanks.
Let's thank all of our speakers. They moved this one.